Hello, this is a Publish Me Podcast footnote episode. I'm co-host Paul Dick Russell. As part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Festival in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is Abigail Dane and her book, The Viscount and the Valet.
My name is Abigail Dane, and my latest in the series is The Viscount and the Valet. My stories in this series are all about my own family's history. I did 20 years of genealogical research into my family history, and it was so fascinating that I decided to start writing stories about it. So the hero of my first book is my 9 times great-grandfather, and the hero of the second book is his brother, who left England. They actually fled from England in the mid-1600s during the English Civil War because they were royalist, and Charles I had just been beheaded for treason. So they had to flee from Cromwell, and this series is a group of stories somewhat fabulized because the history is a little slender, so I had to make up some stuff. And some people ask me, how did you come up with the storyline for your first book? It's called The Pirate and the Virgin. So I said I did 20 years of genealogical research. I threw in a pirate and a virgin, and basically I had it. There will be 5 in this one. I'm almost finished with book 4, and I've started book 5. So I've got about 3 or 4 books in the works at any given time, but there will be 5 in this one. The Pirate and the Virgin is the first. The Baron and the Black Widow. The storyline there is that 2 women equals 4 times the trouble. So third one is The Viscount and the Valet, and that one has now won 5 national awards, so I'm very happy with that, including the NERFA, which is the National Excellence in Romantic Fiction Award. 3 judges, 3 perfect scores, which I'm told never happens, so I was very happy with that. But that one is my most recent, the one I'm working on now, The Earl and the Bandit. And the bandit is the heroine, and the Earl has been hired to catch her. So that's the storyline there. And then the last one is The Lieutenant and the Spitfire. They're all set in the 1600s. Spitfire, interestingly enough, historically, and I do about 3 hours of research for every hour I spend writing. Because I did not know there was an English Civil War. Who knew? It was American Civil War, we know, but English Civil War, who knew there was one? But when Cromwell beheaded the king and abolished the crown, abolished the throne in 1649, and he then became the Lord Protector of the Commonwealth, everything changed, not only in England, but in the entire world. Think about what was happening in the 1600s around the world. Protestant Reformation, we had just ended the Tudor era, exploration of other countries, including America, and what was happening in England then affected who we became in the 1700s in our revolution. So it's a very fascinating period, and frankly, I don't know anyone who's writing in this period, especially in historical romance. The next, I do 1 a year. I actually haven't even launched it, and I am not on Amazon, but you can find my books on my website, abigaildaneromance.com. And I am in some bookstores and so on, but I will be doing launches soon enough, probably though after I've finished the 5th one. I laughingly say to people, I'm not launching my books, I'm writing a canon. I'm building a canon, and when I have these 5 books in order, and then I will actually do a launch, probably a 30-day launch for each one in order. But for one, in this particular book, The Viscount and the Valet, King Charles II was exiled. He had to flee the country, of course, when his father was beheaded. He was the young prince. He was the heir to the throne, of course. He fled to France, and he went to Holland and other places with his mother, the former queen, but he wanted the throne back. And so he became the king of Scotland, and he took his Scottish army and built some other soldiers along with as he went across England. His plan was to march on London and take back the throne by force. That didn't work out for him, and he ended up, not only was his army decimated, but he ended up trying his best for 6 weeks to get out of England. He went into hiding because he was next. If they found him, he would be killed. So it took him 6 weeks, and here's the funny part. He was 6'2" at a time when men, the average size of men in England was 5'6". He was a little hard to hide, but he did manage to get free. And that's in this book. The valet in this book is the woman who helped him escape. And now she has a death without mercy sentence on her head. So she's pretending to be a man, hence she's the valet.
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?